Can the federal government help pay health care insurance premiums for needy Americans? The more than 11 million people enrolled in the Affordable Care Act suggests that a lot of Americans think this is a good idea. But many of them could get some jarring news depending on the outcome of a Supreme Court case being heard this week, King v. Burwell, which challenges the federal exchanges that have helped more than 9 million people get low-cost health insurance. Joining me now to discuss this is Julia Appleby, reporter for Kaiser Health News. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, John.
So, Julie, what's at stake in King v. Burwell?
Well, this case revolves around the subsidies, as you mentioned. So the court is being asked to decide whether or not the subsidies that are given out in the 34 states that have a federal exchange are allowable under the law. There's four words in the law that say that the subsidies can be given out by an exchange established by the state. So the question is the federal exchange, which 34 states use, established by the state or not. So what's at stake are those subsidies in those states.
So this is a technicality. It's not really a states' rights question. It's whether the law actually specified that a federal exchange was allowable.
Whether the subsidies could go out through the federal exchange. And so the administration argues that if you read the whole law, it's clear that the federal exchange and federal efforts were to be allowed in the statute. And it's just that those four words are at question. So what's at stake here really are the subsidies for people in those states. And something like 85% of people get a subsidy when they purchase coverage. So it's a lot of people who could see those subsidies go away, or at least there could be some change in them.
And in terms of the importance of enrolling millions of Americans under some form of health care, how critical is this subsidy to the decision by these families to actually be covered?
The subsidy is seen as key to the law because you're requiring people to buy insurance. That's one leg of the stool, so to speak. You're requiring insurers to sell it to everybody because, remember, they can't reject people anymore with medical conditions, for example. But the law's drafters felt that they also needed to provide then some help to purchase it, for many folks can't afford it. So that's why this is a key piece. And from what my reporting has shown, it's not just people who get subsidies that might be affected if the subsidies go away, because what happens, right? Lots of people drop out. The folks that stay in coverage are probably the sicker and more expensive folks. Insurers have to take them. So what's the insurer's choice but to raise prices for the following year? So the market as a whole gets into what's called a death spiral. So the prices keep going up, more people drop out, prices go up some more. And so that's the concern that some folks have, that if the subsidies go away, the market for people who buy their own insurance could really be a mess.
And based on your reporting, 9 million people who get subsidies would probably go off coverage, or at least 8 million of them would, if this decision goes against the Affordable Care Act.
That's what we're seeing with some of the reports by RAND and some of the other groups who've looked at this, that they do think that many, many people would drop coverage. And remember, this does not affect the states that have their own exchange, states like New York and California and a few others that have put together their own exchanges. So that would not have an immediate effect on them, but it would have an effect in these other states. And Congress has said that they're going to try to find a workaround, or at least that's what some of the sources are saying, is that it's possible that there might be some kind of a vote to extend those subsidies for some period of time if the court were to rule against the subsidies.
Is it your view that this case is completely politically motivated, or is there some counterargument in Burwell versus King which suggests that actually the federal subsidies are a bad idea and another way should be found?
I don't think the case revolves around whether the subsidies are a bad idea or not. It's a matter of, do you interpret the statute literally and these four words included, or do you look at the whole thing as a whole? And I think that's the argument there.
When will we know the answer? Sometime this term?
They're thinking this is one of those cases that we'll probably hear at the a result at the end of June. They've got a lot of things on their plate, and the thought is that the decision probably won't occur until the end of June.
Julie Appleby is a reporter for Kaiser Health News. Thanks so much, Julie.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.